Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Robert Maggot is on a phone line. Hey, Robert, this is John. How are you today? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Where are you right now?
I am right now sitting in my restaurant, ready to go out and buy up a couple tamale vendors.
So you're the tamale guy of Chicago, right?
There's already a tamale guy. Let me just say, I'm the guy that's just helping street vendors.
So what do you do?
For the most part, we've been going out at 6:30 in the morning. In our area, I pretty much hit up everybody at least once, most vendors a second time. There are some vendors that don't get out till 11, 12, or 1 o'clock. So today and tomorrow, I'm going to try to hit up those vendors.
Whereabouts in the city are you?
So I'm in the Westtown Humboldt Park area. So for the most part, we've been buying up the vendors in Avondale, Logan Square, Humboldt, parts of the city.
You told the story that the first time you saw a vendor on a very cold day, you came up and asked her, if I buy all of your tamales, will you be able to go home and get warm? And she said, yeah, and you bought all of her tamales on the spot. Was that just kind of a spontaneous decision on your part?
Yeah, I mean, I was just driving past Humboldt Park, and I saw a lady standing there that did not seem like she wanted to be there, and I pulled over. And, you know, at first she thought I was crazy. Like, what are you going to do with all of them? You know, it's kind of like the response I get from most people the first time I meet them.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a minute or two of me convincing and showing that I had the money to buy them, she believed that I wanted to do it, and we made it happen.
What did all those tamales cost?
I think the first time, I think she had about 10 dozen left. So it cost me about $150, and I believe I gave her, I don't know, probably about a $50 tip that time, so a couple hundred bucks.
So then you took those tamales, and what did you do with them? What do you do with them?
So the very first time, I right away went to some of the homeless encampments that I've been helping provide hot meals to the last couple of months. Since then, we've probably bought up, I'd say, 35, 40 vendors. We still hit up homeless encampments. I also work with a couple of shelters, Breakthrough Ministries and Franciscan House shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also place them inside Lovefridge locations throughout the city.
Those homeless encampments you're talking about, they're under viaducts, they're sometimes under the expressways, places like that, and you just walk up and say, hey, does anybody want some hot tamales?
Yeah, you know, because I've been providing meals to them for a couple months now, so, you know, I know a lot of the folks at them, so they feel comfortable taking meals from me. But yeah, I mean, you know, some of them haven't had a tamale in years, they say, so, you know, it's a good break from the normal food that gets dropped off to them.
So that's a couple hundred bucks out of your pocket. Now, you say you run a restaurant?
Yeah, I own a restaurant called Taqueria Cocina in the Ukrainian Village area. It's a Korean-Mexican fusion place. But, you know, I just want to, you know, correct something. It's not coming out of my pocket. The very first one did. But this is definitely a community-based organization where, you know, donations are coming in. You know, now, not only from the people in the Chicago area, but they're coming in from national all over the place now. So, you know, and it's, you know, supporting street vendors, providing families with children with food, and, you know, our neighbors experiencing homelessness. So it's just a huge movement now of just helping anyone in need in general.
So how much money is coming and going from the community? Like, how much do you have a GoFundMe page? How much money is spent or delivered each day?
Yeah, so I don't have a GoFundMe page. It's something that we've considered. Everything has mostly been coming in through, like, Venmo or Zelle. I did actually file for a 501c3 a couple of days ago to make this, you know, a real charity, because, you know, we've started partnering up with other local organizations like the Humboldt Hearts organization,
mm-hmm.
Providing meals to churches, you know, warming centers, you know, and, you know, I have contacts in the restaurant industry. So whatever I can do, whatever strings I can pull with my friends and my contacts to get hot meals. So that's the important thing to me, providing hot meals. Not meals that were made 2 hours prior, 3 hours prior, getting hot meals directly to the folks that need them.
Still, so is it hundreds of dollars a day that are being scarfed?
No, yeah, I mean, it depends on the day, right? You know, like when we first started the tamale movement, you know, tens of thousands came in.
That's what I heard.
You know, like on a day like today, if there's not much going on, you know, word spreads a little bit, maybe $1,000 comes in. You know, so
that's pretty impressive, though. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then, so then, are you still the guy seeking out these vendors and buying it, or are other people doing that with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have two other gentlemen that have, you know, joined up and, you know, help out as it just became very taxing on me. You know, but you know, I have four little kids that also keep me really busy. But you know, I have others that are, you know, want to join up, and you know, a lot of people that want to get involved. And you know, and that's what we're, you know, that's what I'm doing now. You know, the more people I can get involved, you know, the more people we can help.
I wondered if you saw a little bump after that network news story about you yesterday on TV.
Yeah, no, for sure. I got a bump and a lot of Facebook friend requests. You know, a gentleman reached out to me from New York that I think is interested in possibly helping buy a food truck. He must have seen a month ago that we went out with a food truck and provided meals for a straight week. You know, so, you know, I think the sky's the limit for what we can do. And, you know, there's so many people in need. If this isn't going away anytime soon, there were so many families in need before COVID hit. You know, I mean, how do they recover now? So many families haven't had work for coming up on a year now.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary to even think about. So whatever we can do to help with food, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've actually helped provide hotel rooms for a lot of our neighbors experiencing homelessness. So that's another thing that we've been able to help out with. So, I mean, just trying to be, a good community partner.
Hey, Robert, you got a restaurant to run. Is your wife or family or anybody tapped you on the shoulder and said, don't take your eye off the ball now? We got to keep focus on this, too.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, I've got a really good staff. They've all stepped up. They're helping out. And the community keeps supporting us, you know. So, you know, we're doing what we can. As much as I love my restaurant, I want to succeed, of course. I need it to succeed for my family. But there's also so many people that are also in need. And word has started to spread. More people are getting involved, you know. So, you know, definitely, I'm not the one that, you know, began all this. There's so many other amazing organizations that are helping out also.
Yeah.
I think once we all can just work together and communicate a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Well, when you walk up to one of these vendors, like, do you have a schedule now, or is it kind of random? And I also wonder if when you do come up to a vendor and say, what do you got? I'll take it all. That lucky them, right? But then maybe the other customers that they need to have a recurring business don't have any tamales to buy. So I wonder if that's a consideration.
Yeah. So, you know, we've heard some complaints from folks saying, well, you're going to hurt their business long term.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
right,
and it's a minority. It's the half percenters. And I will tell you this, when a customer comes up and they're trying to buy tamale from a vendor that we just bought all the tamales for, what I generally do first is offer them tamales.
Yeah, you want a tamale? Yeah, you're giving them away.
I tell them to keep their money, but pay it forward to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The other reaction that they have is, wow, that's amazing. Thank you for taking care of this person that we've been coming to for 20 years. Right? So they're supporting these vendors that are out there for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're happy that other people are supporting them as well.
Are the vendors out there on a day like this, though? I mean, I'm not
so... Oh, absolutely.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is how they're paying their bills. I mean, I went out the last couple of mornings and, you know, they're out there shoveling their, you know, their spots out and setting up. And, you know, I mean, they're only bringing maybe half as many as they would normally bring, which is another impact on them when it's two, three people splitting the pot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done the math, and I don't think any of them make more than $10 an hour average.
Well, it's good on you, sir. I saw the story, and my wife said, oh, we know that guy. That's the guy. And and I know you're not doing this for your own fame and gain, but give us the name of your restaurant again, Robert.
Sure. It's called Pa Korea Cocina.
Pa Korea Cocina. And where is that located?
It's like the corner of Western and Augusta in Westtown, Ukrainian Village area.
And one last thing, if I want to maybe... Venmo or Zelle you some money for this tamale effort, how do people do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, westtownfeeds.com, or check us out on Facebook, and you can see some details.
Westtown Feeds. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if there's something you're doing that we can spread the word on, you let us know, okay, Robert?
You got it. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and thanks for helping spread the awareness.
That's the idea. Robert Maggot is the guy who's doing the legwork on that, and now some of the financial work, and now hotel rooms, and the next thing you know, he's got a lot on his plate.